back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, April 1st. No fooling. It is a good day here at Worldwide KFUO, and it's time for our special guest. Joining me in studio today, Reverend Dr. Dean Wenthy. He's the new president of the Concordia University System. Dr. Wenthy, great to have you in studio this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
And welcome to St. Louis. I know you've been here off and on for a while, but officially installed yesterday as the president of Concordia University System. So congratulations on that installation.
Well, thank you. It was a very stimulating day. We had a think tank on the future of CUS, Concordia University System, and it was a rich day and a memorable day.
Very much so. A chapel was full of all Concordia representatives yesterday, and a great opportunity. It was kind of like a homecoming yesterday with all the Concordias there.
It was. We had several presidents. We had a number of professors. Mm-hmm. We had some professors that aren't in the CUS system. And then we benefited from a keynote by Dr. Reinhard Hüther, who is a theologian at Duke University and has written extensively on Christian education.
Oh, very good, very good. So you spent the day in that think tank then talking about Christian education and the future of Concordia University System.
Exactly. And one of the key focuses was on the kind of the state of the culture that surrounds us. Mm-hmm. There are many colleges who have, over time, lost their Christian character. They begin, even Harvard and Princeton, as churchly schools. And one of the commitments of all the people present yesterday was to keep Christ at the center of our educational efforts and to join a serious Christian vision to excellence in education.
And that is no simple task in this day and age, to maintain an institution of higher education that is focused on Christ and his gifts and the vocations he's given us in this world.
You're exactly right. It's a wonderful light that shines out in the sometimes very dark landscape of higher education, where young people are taught that human life is really here today and gone tomorrow. And the beauty of the Christian vision is that each and every human being counts. We have significance, and we are the beneficiaries of God's grace and mercy in Christ. So it's a very sharp contrast to what dominates many of our secular universities and increasingly is pushing against some of the key aspects of Christian thinking, namely that we are God's creatures and that he has not abandoned us, even though there was the fall and the rebellion by Adam and Eve. God still reaches out for us, and the evidence of that is, of course, in our Lord and his suffering and death for us, and then his glorious resurrection that guarantees our learning can be done with a confidence and a delight in God's mm-hmm. gifts in creation, and then also his gift of salvation in Christ.
For those who are not familiar with the Concordia University System, can you give us a picture of what this is? What is the Concordia University System?
Yes, it's made up of 10 universities. They are scattered across North America, from Bronxville in the east to Portland and Irvine in the west. We have Concordia at Seward, Nebraska, St. Paul, Minnesota, Mequon, Wisconsin, Chicago, also Ann Arbor, and Selma, Alabama.
And Texas.
And Texas, yes. Austin, Texas. We need to highlight Texas because they are growing in a wonderful way, as are the other Concordias. I just got the latest census, and the combined student bodies are about 33,000. So
wow.
And the enrollment has been going up in the past years.
Great to hear. Yeah. Why is it important for us to have a Concordia University System? Why is it important for these colleges and universities to be connected? And what does that mean for Christian education?
I think the universities are vital for the church because they give a setting where young people can come and wrestle through the real intellectual challenges that they will face in the world, and enjoy the care and the excellence of good professors, so that they are exposed to rigorous thinking and at the same time a deep faith.
And wrestle they must. Right. We were just discussing before we went on the air, both of us are beneficiaries of the Concordia University system, had the privilege of studying at the Concordias, some might think that a Christian education is not as rigorous as what you might find at a secular institution or at a state institution. Not the case, correct?
Correct. In fact, the Christian University has more categories and is open to reflective thought that sometimes is dogmatically excluded from higher education. And for example, I was talking to a young woman scientist, a microbiologist, who in her research feels so convinced and confident that you can see God's hand in the complexity and in the wonder of a simple cell. And that's the kind of vision that our Concordias can hold up. And it's not only beautiful, it's truthful. It's a reading of reality that students cannot find if they sit before a professor who excludes any hand of God in creation and excludes any lasting purpose in human beings. Famous Stanford professor Carl Sagan made a name for himself urging that finally all that really would continue to exist was the galaxies and the cosmos. And we love to hold up the fact that in every human being will continue, and by God's grace, continue in a wonderful way to enjoy God's blessings in the new life and the new heavens and the new earth that are coming.
Thinking about when some hear Concordia University or Concordia College, they think, well, that's primarily for people who are planning on going into church work or becoming a Lutheran teacher, you know, maybe becoming a pastor or a deaconess or a DCE, a DCO, or musician for the church, or a teacher, Lutheran teacher, parish nurse, or something that, you know, a church vocation. Are the Concordias limited to just that?
No. In fact, the number of church workers has declined. Out of 33,000 students, approximately, only about 1,500 are preparing to be teachers or pastors. It's an area where we want to recruit more students and maintain. Originally, all of the Concordias had that as their primary calling. And as time went on, we rightly expanded our student body, training laymen and lay women who would choose other professions but benefit from a Concordia education. So it's wide open for anyone who wants a rigorous education, at the same time one that is based on a Christian view of reality.
So how would that benefit someone who is looking at a career in, say, physical therapy or law or communications or something like that? How might that benefit them to go into a Concordia?
Our wonderful tradition of the liberal arts not only prepares you by giving you a skill, but it gives you the capacity to enjoy being a human being. That is, you gain a capacity to think about the larger questions. Who am I? Uh-huh. What am I about? What is virtue? What is a good life? And to make decisions that serve your community and also enrich your own life. In fact, I think one of the crises our culture is facing is a kind of a value-free education, where you're given lots of techniques and knowledge, but no system to evaluate how your work is going to help your community, your neighbor, yourself. And so we give people, for example, if someone comes to a Concordia and goes on to medical school, they will come with a different form of care for their patients, because they will understand the value of every human being. Mm-hmm. They will be pro-life and for the family. And these values that sometimes are under stress in our culture deliver a fulfilling and wonderful life. And across the Christian family, these are things that are held up and are increasingly valuable.
Now, we mentioned where the schools are located, really across the U.S. They're not just concentrated in one area, from coast to coast and the Midwest down in deep in the heart of Texas. So we've got the whole United States covered. Is there any reason why you should go to just one school, or could students experience multiple Concordias?
They can. In fact, that's one of the blessings. You can take a year at one Concordia, transfer to another, and they have a variety of strengths. For example, St. Paul, Minnesota is located in the center of an urban area, if that's what a student wants to experience. Concordia Mequon has a pharmaceutical school and a physical therapy program. The campus at Irvine, of course, is the Southern California culture. And if you want to spend your winters in a pleasant setting, that's
with some sunshine.
Advantage, right? And each of them has a distinctive history, and yet there's a commonality that permits students to have exchanges. They can even go and study a particular course with a particular professor, and the administrations accommodate that desire.
Very good. Well, we are talking with Reverend Dr. Dean Winthy. He's president of the Concordia University System. We'll continue the conversation right after this break. I hope you can stick around for the rest of the conversation right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO. Right after this break, stick around for more.
The Bible is the source of truth, and those who are engaged in that pursuit of truth are well served to study the Bible, to learn what it offers. That's what happens weekdays on the Bible Study program on Worldwide KFUO. Hear the magnificent teachings that are revealed as we take in the Word of God. Call or email with your questions and comments, or just listen to the Bible Study on AM 850 in St. Louis, online at kfuo.org. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.
Retirement, a college education, buying a home, the big decisions in life require a great deal of thought and discussion. That's why nearly 2.5 million members turn to Thrivent Financial for Lutherans for financial advice. We'll develop a financial strategy to help you reach your goals, and we'll provide advice to keep your financial program on track with your dreams. To find a Thrivent Financial representative, call 314-783-4200.
Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's J-E-N-N-Y-W @kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
God said, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, April 1st, and today we are talking with Reverend Dr. Dean Winthy. He's president of Concordia University System. Before we went to break, we were talking about the various Concordias and the blessings of being a student at those Concordias, because you can study it at several different places. And you mentioned how they're all united in a sense. There's this the connection between all the Concordias, that you're going to find the opportunity to study in a way that shapes your worldview with a Christ focus. What is the value of studying at a Concordia university when a student is looking at, especially high school seniors who are looking at college next year? Many of them probably already have their applications done and things, but there might be some still trying to figure out what they're going to do next year, or the juniors who are thinking down the road, or the student who's thinking about going back to college as an adult. What is the value of a Concordia education?
Well, you know, for any such student, I would encourage them to visit the Concordias, visit the recruiters, visit with the administrations. They will find it an extremely warm and welcoming community at any of our campuses. And as they think about entering college, the prospective freshmen, I think the importance of the university system for Christians is just strategic and so important. If you look at church history, the early church was blessed with some superlative minds. I'll just mention the Cappadocian fathers who had studied in Athens. They knew Greek philosophy. They knew the literature of the day. And they were instrumental in the church's confession of Christ and the Holy Trinity. And trained young people in their cathedrals and in their churches. As time went on and the church grew, in the medieval period, the monasteries became the real centers of learning, and the church benefited from excellent thought. And, of course, the Reformation, Martin Luther and Melanchthon were a part of a university system. So historically, the church has done its best, and individuals have experienced the Christian faith with depth and with authenticity when there's a rich tradition of learning. And this today is especially essential when dominant intellectual trends can actually corrode a faith and challenge a faith. So by having Christian teachers who are deeply committed and yet have PhDs and know how to negotiate the current academic landscape, it's a priceless gift to have that capacity to think through the faith and to have answers that are substantive and winsome. And we want to avoid, two extremes. One is fundamentalism on the one hand, and the other is a kind of dissent into an uncritical rationalism that happens all too frequently. By holding faith and reason together, a young man or woman is invited into a wonderful life of thought and also of faith.
That was a very deep answer. I feel like I should have paid tuition for that answer.
I believe in the Concordias and the wondrous gift that they have to offer our students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So speaking of what Concordias have to offer students, looking at the cost of education, that's certainly something that families would take into consideration when looking at college choices for a student, whether it be for a high school student or an adult returning to pursue a college education. What do you have to share with us about the cost of a Concordia education?
Okay, I can say that in each case, the Concordia schools are very competitive when compared with their neighbors and the ones that are probably being considered along with the Concordias. A particularly important thing for a prospective student would be to check the financial aid that is available. The Concordias give significant discounts and have done a remarkable job of raising money for student assistance. So I feel real confident that any student who looks and compares will see that Concordia offers a very competitive tuition rate, and joined to a quality of education that few of the competitors could match.
How do the Concordia's rate compared to other institutions?
Okay, in terms of the accrediting agencies, all of our Concordias are accredited, and they all enjoy wide respect and a positive evaluation by the agencies that talk about higher education. when you go to like the Newsweek or others who've tried, there's a Princeton Review, those are fairly subjective, but even there, the Concordias have done well, not at the top because there are some huge endowed schools that enjoy lots of benefits. And sometimes even those schools lack what the Concordias have in a deep commitment to spiritual values and to human worth.
Talking about money, probably the question that everyone's asking is, how are the Concordias funded? You were mentioning some other schools that have, you know, just probably infinite resources in some sense. How are the Concordias funded?
They are funded, mostly by the fundraising efforts of the school combined with their tuition. None of our Concordias have the kind of endowments that some colleges have enjoyed. And the reason for that is that for many years, the church simply subsidized the education, and there wasn't need for the kind of endowments that now are so attractive. Happily, the endowments are growing, but the year-to-year operation does require the Concordias to recruit, and the tuition dollar is a part and a significant part of meeting the budget.
Very good. What does the future look like for the Concordia universities and colleges?
I believe it looks very promising because they are distinct. They are not simply what we might call a utilitarian institution. Mm-hmm. You know, there are schools that will say, if you come here, you can be a computer programmer, you can be a nurse, you can be a butcher, baker, candlestick maker. You know, they are in the business of providing a skill to get a job. Mm-hmm. And that is important. At the same time, like one educator asks, do you want your child to really have a large-paying job, or would you prefer your child to be a good person? And it's not an either-or, but we have the strength of forming character around the gospel of Christ, which means that you've got a plus, an added value in the Concordias, of the whole person is going to be addressed rather than simply gaining a skill. And you'll gain a skill, too, not only in becoming a nurse, as several schools have nursing programs now, but in learning how to think and how to be a virtuous person in a culture that so desperately needs the good and the beautiful.
With 10 Concordias, each, as you mentioned earlier, kind of has its own distinct culture and location, you know, geographically, they're across the U.S. Are there any that you wanted to highlight today? I know you don't have any favorites, of course, out of the 10, but are there any that you wanted to highlight today or anything coming up in the next few months that you wanted to highlight?
Well, maybe I can say in different categories, if, for example, a young person wants an urban setting. Well, there they have a number of choices. You could go to Chicago. You could go to Bronxville, and you have major cities. If you want something a little smaller, you could go to Mequon. You could go to St. Paul, Minnesota. You could go also to Irvine, and it's kind of a suburb of L.A. So there are lots of varieties in the urban kind of framework. If you really enjoy the rural setting, Seward and Selma to a lesser extent, but those two schools offer smaller communities, and in the case of Seward, a very small community with yet a flourishing college that has a significant number of students.
I attended Concordia, used to be Concordia River Forest, now Concordia. Well, actually, I attended as a River Forest student and then also as a Chicago student. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's right on the edge of the city there. So you get to experience the city, but you get a great education. I studied communications and theater. Well, Chicago is a great place to study both communications and theater with all of that that you have right there in the city. So a great place to experience. My wife studied at Concordia University in Nebraska, and I used to tease her about being out in the middle of a cornfield.
It is, I think that's quite literally the case.
But again, a great place to get an education. She really valued the sense of community there and being in a, like you said, a smaller neighborhood, a smaller community.
Yeah. In fact, that's, I think, at all our Concordias, there's a sense of community. And as I have visited increasingly, you can tell the students are enjoying kind of the companionship and the sense that they're not one of, 50,000. It gives people an opportunity to get to know their faculty and to get to know their fellow students.
I had the privilege of transferring in to Concordia. I studied here in Missouri at a community college and in a smaller community, so the class sizes were pretty small. And I expected when I went to the university to really kind of become a number. I'm transferring to a university, professors aren't going to know me, and that was not the case at all. I had that really. My professors all knew me by name, and they knew if I didn't show up in class, because the class size was small enough that the professors knew me. My professor served as my advisor as well for my program. And so she knew who I was. She saw me in chapel. She saw me around campus, and she knew who her students were and cared about them. I wasn't just a number on the campus, but yet I had the benefits of being at a university. I had the opportunity to study in all these great things. I was studying communication, so we had the latest technology. It was really just at the best of both worlds.
Well, and you put your finger on a very great strength of the Concordias, that is the faculty members. They are caring people. Mm-hmm. They get to know you. Two of my sons went to large universities, Purdue, and they were one of, 1,000 in a lecture hall sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the Concordias offer a very rich and warm experience that really lets the student be known personally and helped in a very direct way.
And most importantly, a Christ-centered education.
That's what everything flows from.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We've been talking today with Reverend Dr. Dean Wenthy. He's president of the Concordia University System. Dr. Wenthy, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Well, thank you for having us. And do call any of the Concordias, anyone who's interested. You're in for a wonderful reception and a stimulating visit.
And you can visit our website, kfuo.org or cus.edu. That'll take you to the links for all the colleges. Coming up in a little bit, we'll study the Daily Lectionary right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.